Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. You may remember December 2017. We were talking to a man on the programme called Matt Murphy, gorgeous man, 85. He was actually, Matt was phoned us about the Mater Hospital and how brilliant they had been to him. And then as the conversation unfolded, for whatever way these conversations go from time to time on Liveline, Matt then said to me at one stage, "Will I let you in on a little secret?" And you can imagine what my response was. And Matt revealed that he was about to get married to a good friend of his, Michael O'Sullivan. And the main reason he revealed was for tax reasons. And the story then went viral, as they say, and New York picked it up, and the headlines in the papers, friends marry to avoid paying inheritance tax. But they were an extraordinarily great partnership, and we sent them greetings on their anniversary, which was on December 20th, just past. But there's sad news today, and again, it's from the Mater Hospital, and we have Michael O'Sullivan on the line. Michael, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
And condolences, Michael. It's about your husband, Matt.
It is, yes. Matt, he passed away this morning at 4:17 in the morning.
And he was in the Mater Hospital.
He was, and again, I have to say this because Matt would want to say it. Yeah. The care that he was given up there was just fantastic. And they have one of these private rooms where you go in, and they've got the room and the bed and private toilet, and then you've got a little room off it where you can have tea, and there's a sofa, and down there you can stay. And I was able to stay for the last two nights with him while he was unwell, you know.
And were you with him when he passed?
I was fortunate. I got his last three breaths. He was, at the time, he was on morphine, and he was sleeping very, very calmly. But just at about 4:15 last night, he let out a few kind of loud grunts, and I go, "God, this was maybe some pain. I'll go and get the nurse." When I came back down, I came in, he was very still, and I said, "Oh, I just missed the passing." And then suddenly, he let a couple of little breaths.
And he passed.
And he passed when I was with him, so it was sad, you know, because he was a great, he's a great, great man. But I mean, he went the way he wanted to go. He was, you know, he wasn't feeling well, he wasn't enjoying life for the last period. And
I know you were having a celebration because I was invited to it, but unfortunately I couldn't make it. It's our busy time on December 20th in the Lilliput stores there in Arbor Hill, wasn't that the...
Yeah, we were back down in Lilliput again, a great place, and I'm glad you gave it a good mention because of great people. So we were there, and it was nice. It was actually the second anniversary, and a good lot of people came along. Again, we just went in for the afternoon, and people came and went, and wished us, you know, happy anniversary. It was just a lovely way. So a lot of people actually came and saw Matt, you know.
Yeah, I've seen gorgeous photographs of that occasion. Beautiful photographs, and he looked fantastic. Let's listen to Matt Murphy's voice, because he's and I know in the last few years he was won the toast of Stony Batter. He was on a special, I think it was a special, was it Would You Believe, or a special nationwide programme made about the two of you in terms of making history. But this is Matt when he first contacted Liveline in December 2017. And I asked Matt, because he said, "I'd let you in on a little secret, I'm getting married." And I asked him if the man he was marrying, because Matt told me he was 85, if the man he was marrying, which is you, Michael, as we now know, if the man he was marrying was his life partner.
No, he's my best friend.
So why are you marrying your best friend?
Because he'd be part of my life when I die. And whatever I have, i.e. my home, no problems. And I think if he's prepared to look after me in my old age, this will be my 85th Christmas on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a very good thing came into my head to say, nowadays, this is official. And he has an official divorce. Yeah, he has his own family as well.
Okay, a lovely, lovely, lovely voice. But over the last few years, though, I suspect we'll find out more now that, that people, and at the time we did, he was a great, great character, wasn't he, Michael? Matt was well known. He was very gregarious, as you are yourself. And I think you became the Lord Mayor, the two of you, of Stonybatter for a while, given your fame.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, the amount of people who would stop and talk to us and congratulate, especially shortly after the wedding and that, you know, we were being congratulated all over the place. It was really very, very nice. But he was a wonderful person, an absolutely wonderful person. He loved people. And that's what he was, a humanist, but he called himself a humanist. Mm-hmm. And even when he was ill in the house here, I'd always try and get him out of the house. He was, you would not know he was sick. Once you got him sitting down, someone to talk to, you would not know he was ill. You know, and it was just really, really nice. Really, I wanted a quick story. That, 2 years ago, he always said he wanted to be the president, you know.
Okay.
And at Stonybatter, during the Stonybatter Festival, they cleared the street on a Sunday afternoon, and of course the weather was fantastic. And the president came, Joe Costello had brought the president along.
Brilliant.
And he went walkabout. The place was packed, there was thousands of people. And I saw him coming through the crowd, and I said to Matt, we were sitting in a chair outside one of the cafes. Let's go and say hello to the president. So he walked over and introduced me, shook hands, and thanked him, had a photograph taken. But as the president was walking away, one of his aides said to him, there are the two lads who got married for the tax reason.
Oh, great.
Yeah. He said, what? And he turned around and he put his arms around Matt, and he gave him such a wonderful hug. It was just a lovely moment. I'm getting up for that statement. So it was just, and of course, we were being in, walking down to the grounds, everyone saying hello. And it was just lovely.
You were joyful to meet. You really were, the two of you, and you were joyful to, I'm sure, to be with each other as well. But are the funeral arrangements made yet, Michael? Can I ask?
Yeah, we're going to wait back from 1 o'clock tomorrow here in the house in Stonybatter.
Okay.
And then we'll wake him again tomorrow because we want as many people to come and see him and see him off.
So that's tomorrow, Wednesday, in the house is done.
From 1 o'clock onwards and then all day Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And we don't mind, there's no licensing law, so you can come anytime. I really mean that.
Okay.
Even if it's midnight and the pubs are closed, we'll be open. I just want to give everyone a chance to come and say hello and say goodbye. Sorry, not say hello. Say goodbye.
And anyone, we won't give out your address, but anyone who knows you and anyone who frequents the Parisian quarter of Dublin, which is Stonybatter, will know where the late Matt Murphy lived. And where will Matt be, where will he be buried?
He'll be buried, he wanted to have his funeral mass in Cashel Cathedral.
Okay.
St. John's Cashel down there, so we're having that at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Okay, is that where Matt's originally from? Is it, Michael?
That's a great story. Matt lived in a little place called Ballinure, which is a small village about 5 miles outside Cashel. And he lived on one of these big estate houses. There were people called the Armitage. And Matt and his family worked for them, and they lived in the gate lodge of the Armitage Lodge. They were the gatekeepers.
Okay.
Didn't mind telling this because I told everyone. Matt was legitimately born in 1935.
Okay.
Until he died, he still never knew who his father was.
Okay.
You know, and there were, you know, rumours about, you know, was it one of the gentry and all that. You know, but, what he said was he came into the world under a big cloud, but he went out in a mighty bang. And that's really, really true.
Well, if his phrase was, he came into the world under a cloud, he went out on rays of sunshine, and that's the sunshine he generated and brought into people's lives. And has Matt got relations down in Cashel, do we know?
In Cashel, he hasn't, you know. I'm probably the one close, Nelly, who lives there in Killinall, would be the closest cousin down there, okay. And he's some cousins in the north, and they've been down over the last few days as well. Driving up and down.
Okay, well done. But it's a sad day, and it's ironic that when Matt came onto the programme, when he phoned in over 2 years ago, he was phoning in to thank the Matter, and I know that's one of the Matter Hospital for the great care he got, and I know that's one of the things you want to say on the programme today, to thank the hospital.
the hospital was just fantastic. He was in September again, and he was in last April. He had 2 months in between the Matra and there's a care home at Fairview. He was in 2 months between April, May, and June. He started hallucinating again in the fog. He then came home to the house, and then in September he started hallucinating from an infection. So he was back in the Matra again for another two weeks. Brought him home. I'll just say this one small thing about, you know, getting home help. You were trying to get home help for Matt, but it's very difficult. If you're in hospital, you're put on the top of the list. But I wanted to take Matt home because he wasn't. You don't enjoy hospital, five people or six people in a room at night. It's very, very difficult. And I was told, well, if you take him home, you go to the bottom of the list for the home help. And that was. And that's not any blame on the matter, but it's blame on the system.
Okay.
You know. So, but then he fell again in the house here, unfortunately, and he went downhill quickly after that. I mean, fortunately enough, he didn't really suffer. He had a tough time in the A&E, and he had a tough time for the week, a little bit. But when once he went kind of settled down, he for the last 2 days he was mostly sleeping, and if he showed any sort of sign of pain, they were in with the morphine, and he'd relaxed again, you know. So,
okay,
he was the most wonderful gentleman. Just saying, he was an utter gentleman, you know.
And his head wasn't torn finally by all the coverage, the New York Times, all the Irish papers, television stations from all over the world. I remember meeting you on Christmas Eve 2017 and outside the Duke pub, and the three of us were sitting there, and you were being interviewed for the New York Times, no less.
And it's fantastic. I mean, another thing we're doing, we're having a documentary made about us, which was fantastic. We've been filming over the last 2 years, you know, and he loved that. Again, he talked about Donald Maloney, the filmmaker, had him down outside the GPO, and filming at the GPO and walking around them, and Matt was standing there. People were all walking by looking at him. He loved it. He loved being with people, but he loved having a chat. I mean, Donald must have got some fantastic footage of him.
People will see photographs of Matt and Michael. We've put them up there, and at Joe Liveline and at RT Liveline on Twitter. Every photograph of the two of you is a happy photograph. So that's the joy you brought, not just into each other's lives, but to other people as well. Michael O'Sullivan, Michael, condolences above all, and your buddy, your partner, your husband, has passed away. So condolences to you and to Matt's other relatives. May he rest in peace. Thanks indeed, Michael. Thank you. Bye-bye.